Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about lifestyle design. I think this is something that's super important for those that are neurodiverse. You know, many of us have struggled to try and fit into a standard system, and the world is starting to change, but it's not quite there. And we still have to take a bit of ownership, a bit of control ourselves. So I want to talk about how I've set my life up to make it successful for me. I want to talk about some of the upsides, the downsides, you know, what's worked, what hasn't, as I stand today. And I'm sure it'll change tomorrow, but you know how we work. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Lifestyle design. What does that even mean? You know, I think when we're young and we're growing up, we tend to copy a lot of what our family members do. Whoever raised us, our parents, you know, whoever's there for you, we kind of watch what they did and think, hey, that's the way things are done. Now, back when I was young, you know, it makes me sound really old, but, you know, it would have been, you know, the late 80s, 90s kind of range when I was growing up, between that kind of 0 to 15 mark. I was really watching my parents to see how they operated. Now, both of them worked jobs, relatively stable jobs, and they lived their lives that way. And sometimes, you know, they were happy, sometimes they were frustrated, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But that is where I learned a lot about, you know, how I would start into this world. So I left school like everyone else, I got a job, and I continued to work. Now, over the years, I've refined my style of living to be what I want. Now, for me, you know, you sometimes, I don't know if you see these as well, but on the internet, these people talking about lives, you know, living these amazing lives on a beach just with a laptop. And, you know, that's all the worries they have in the world. And I think that's really cool when you're young. And I think for some people that would be great. But for me, I couldn't think of anything else worse in my life. You know, I like routine. I like a certain amount of stuff that is the same every day. Because if I don't have that, there's nothing for me to hold on to. And if I'm honest, my anxiety like goes through the roof, right? If I don't have at least a certain amount of routine, the other side of me, which is really creative, can't come out and be itself. Because it's trying to manage all of that stuff around. You know, using all of my executive function to deal with day-to-day life is hard enough. You know, without routine, you know, I'd be probably burnt out by about 10 a.m., right? So when I'm talking about lifestyle design, I'm talking about more of the, you know, how do we take what our parents did when they didn't probably have quite as, not all of them at least, didn't have quite as much flexibility in work or flexibility in our days. You know, with COVID and everything, it's probably accelerated a lot of this. And technology as well has changed the game a lot for how we work, when we work, what can be automated, how can we get things moving well in our lives, and how can we design that kind of lifestyle, you know, that works for our brains. And I thought I'd share a few things that I do in my daily lifestyle. There's about 10 or 12. I'll try and get through as many as I can. I'll probably think of a couple more as I'm going through this podcast. But I'll give you a great example. Like one of the things I did this morning that got me thinking about doing this podcast was I went for a walk. Now, I've designed 3 different walking trails around my current property or where I'm living. And one's about half an hour, one's about 45 minutes, and one's just under an hour. So I've got 3 different options in the morning, depending how I'm feeling. The 4th option is it's cold, I'm staying in bed, you know, and that option does exist. And I don't beat myself up if that option does get taken from time to time. So I think that's really key about lifestyle design for anyone who's neurodiverse, dyslexia, ADHD, autistic. You've got to have a bit of awareness and a pat on the back occasionally, because you're going to go through periods where you're like, just can't. I want to, but I can't. So you've got to have that built into everything. You can't be so rigid that you go insane. You know, if you're like me, you know, one of my lifestyle design other tips is wearing black t-shirts. Occasionally I run out of them if I haven't done the washing, or my amazing fiance hasn't done the washing. She's pretty amazing though, so I don't, this doesn't happen often. I'm watching what I say just in case she listens to the podcast, right? But she's pretty awesome at that. But occasionally I have to wear other colored t-shirts, and that breaks my routine, but I carry on with life. I don't go insane about it. I just survive with it. But it does break my routine, which can sometimes be, you know, a bit confronting. However weird that may sound to non-neurodiverse people. So things like that are really important, to have certain routines, but also have flexibility in the routines. The other thing to be really aware as you're building your lifestyle design is, you know, you're going to keep refining things. You know, many of us dyslexics are on this kind of mission to perfection that never kind of appears, because perfection is built on what we see today in our minds. But tomorrow we'll have had a bunch more experiences and learnings that then go into ourselves, and it redefines what perfection is. So we're on this rat wheel to never finding perfection, and perfection being reinvented, right? And so whatever your lifestyle design is today, 12 months could be completely different. So being conscious that that's gonna happen, it's not a bad thing. Some things will stick longer than others. There's so many different options out there to build your life as well. So what I'm saying is may not be perfect for you. You may have a different one. You may love running in the morning. Maybe you do an hour of running in the morning, and that's your happy zone. It gets your energy pumping. That's cool. But I think definitely some exercise in the day for us is important. It does get our brains flowing. One thing I've, you know, and I will jump around the day a bit. I won't do this in some beautiful order. You know, that's not how our brains work, right? Definitely doesn't go in order. What I've started doing is I've started using a virtual reality headset and using a game called Les Mills Body Combat. It's like a workout class, but in virtual reality. And so I can jump in, pop my VR headset on, do 10 minutes of quite intense boxing with a coach in my ear talking to me, and punching these glowing kind of boxes that are coming towards me, and ducking and diving and all this other stuff that helps give me some high intensity workout in the afternoon, which kind of re-triggers my brain to turn on. And that's been absolutely massive for me. I'm quite lucky I work from home, so I can do that. And again, that's another part of lifestyle by design. I design my lifestyle to work from the house. I don't have an office. I run my own business, which is another piece of it, but that's probably a whole nother podcast. But I work from home. I've designed it that way. And when I need that interaction, my brain goes, okay, how can I get external interaction? So I'll meet someone at a coffee shop for a coffee, or I'll do an online business meeting, or I'll find someone else with an office that I can sneak into for one day a week if I need some of that, some social kind of connection, which is important. I find I don't need it all the time. I'm a bit more introverted than some people. And so I don't need it all the time, but I need it a bit of the time. But I can design how it fits into my life because I've set it up that way. And that's really important. If I'm stuck around 10 people all day trying to work, I don't know about you, but it stresses me out, doesn't make me effective. I have to have my earphones in, I have to be listening to music. I'm actually really good listening to music around others. It kind of keeps me a bit more accountable than at home, where I can sometimes find myself going for an afternoon walk, or, you know, just kind of struggling to work later in the afternoon. It definitely challenges me. But again, back to lifestyle design. I really like talking about this. It is fun to craft your life. And like, it's great because it's like an ongoing game. As you learn something new, you try it. Does it work for me? You try it for 2 weeks, you forget it existed, and then it comes back 6 months later in a different form, right? I was sitting down with someone the other day talking about this, just to a guy with ADHD, just being diagnosed, and we were laughing about how he's like, oh, I just need to try this again. I tried it 2 years ago and it didn't work, but maybe now it will work. And I'm like, will it? And then we just laughed. We just laughed so hard because we both knew he wasn't going to stick to it. So he's like, oh, it's a good point. I'm not going to try that anymore. Because, you know, and this is the thing, is once you start to understand how your brain works and you start designing your life, you can kind of get a feeling for what's going to what's going to stick for the long term, or what's worth investing your energy in, and what could be a short term kind of seasonal thing. You're just going to try it for a little while. Maybe it'll come back from time to time. And then there is some stuff where you have to know yourself and say, hey, I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen. It's not how my brain works. I would be using willpower to override my natural ability. And I'll tell you, whenever you have to force willpower for too long, it's okay at the start, but if you have to force it for too long, you really start to hate life. So if you're living life on willpower, I personally don't agree with that way of life. I think it causes a lot of other inner challenges. So my life has been designed around how can I create a level of in-the-box comfort for myself. My t-shirt selection, my clothing, it's, you know, I make it easy on myself. I try and make it not too hard. You know, the way I've built the time I start work. I use my to-do list is always built into a calendar. So it's attached to time. That has been a massive game changer in work mode. I use a thing called To-Do List Bingo, which, you know, some of you may have purchased already, but it's like $7 and it's just the way I do my to-do lists. It's on, you can find it on truthaboutdyslexia.com or remarkableminds.org, which has just gone live as well. But that's the way I stay focused. I never used to be able to actually write a to-do list that mattered. Now I can. And so all these little lessons and fixes, it creates a lifestyle that I really enjoy. Now, does that mean I don't have problems? Well, 100% no. Because I think the other challenge we have, and this is the balancing act of the neurodiverse, is we're always seeking a certain level of calm and comfort. But the minute we get too calm and comfortable, boredom triggers in. And it's trying to find that balance of having enough stuff in your life that's stable so that you feel safe, but also having enough stuff that's exciting and accelerating in your life that you feel like you're James Bond. It's like one day we want to be James Bond, the next day we want to be at home under a blanket, you know, feeling safe, snuggly, and comfortable. And we kind of flitter between the two, depending on the day. It's kind of one of the reasons COVID was so interesting. A lot of ADHD people liked it because it was external drama. And that's where we sometimes really thrive. So it's really important to kind of, as you're designing your life, realize that you're going to need to build in a bit of excitement. And I'll be honest, this is probably the bit I've struggled with. At the moment, with my current lifestyle, I've built in the comfort. It's great. I'm really happy. I'm really, you know, I'm in a great relationship. I'm in a great house. My businesses are working well. I've done a lot of the stuff that's created a really safe environment. And now I have to make sure that I build into my lifestyle that kind of growth driver. What's going to push me a bit further? What's going to be a bit scary? What's going to put me on the edge just outside my comfort zone? And that's the real key, is we operate really well just outside our comfort zone. So not so far that we destroy everything. That's kind of where self-sabotage comes in. But if we can sit just outside our comfort zone, we can be in a really happy place. But those are just a few ideas for lifestyle design. You know, things like meditation I do in the mornings. I'm trying to think, what did I miss out on? I love meditation. Every time I do it, I remember, why didn't I do that yesterday? Because I do bounce around a bit, depending how busy it is. Meditation's great. Having set meals for breakfast and lunch have been massive to build in, so that I'm actually having something healthy. I'm remembering to do it. And I'm also conscious that sometimes I just need it, even if I don't feel hungry, because it'll help me later on in the day. That's been a challenge recently, but I'm getting there. What else? You know, I think set bedtimes has been super helpful for my routines, is not letting myself get into an overstimulated mode at night and actually go, hey, at say 9 o'clock, I'm in bed, 9:30, lights off. I listen to the radio to try and break the day up. So I listen to the radio for half an hour with my earphones in the dark, and then I usually fall asleep after that. But yeah, it's all about finding your own kind of happy zone of what works for you. Because, you know, without it, you know, if you're living someone else's lifestyle, You're not going to, you know, it's going to be challenging. It's never going to be quite as simple and easy as you want. So that's what I want to share, guys. I hope that's been interesting. I hope that's given you some stuff to think about. And I will be back next week. Have an epic rest of your day.